Good morning, thank you all for coming, especially in the middle of the summer. I'm Richard Reeves, I'm the new director of Demos, for those who don't know me, and I'm delighted that we're hosting George Osborne today as part of his week-long campaign on fairness. I imagine many of us are back from holidays with our children. The work-life balance issue sometimes tips the wrong way. I don't know who it was, I don't know if any of you are feeling tired as a result of being with your children, but someone rather brilliantly said that the cruelest oxymoron in the English language is the phrase family holiday. But I'm sure that's not true of any of you or us. But one thing you do hear a lot of when you are away with your children is the phrase, it's not fair. It's not fair. Anyone engaged in complex ethical conversations with your children about what fairness is, what should be the redistribution of resources, punishments, rewards, etc. What's the basis for the moral philosophy from which you're raising your children? So fairness has probably been on the top of our minds for a few weeks now, whether we knew it or not. But today, we're going to hear from George Osborne, the Shadow Chancellor, on the Conservative vision of fairness. It's another daring raid into what would typically be seen as Labour territory. We've already seen a significant push from the Conservatives on social justice, led by Ian Duncan Smith. Very recently, Michael Gove has set out the stall for the Conservative Party as a party of equality. And now, perhaps most audaciously of all, the Conservatives are the party of fairness. The question, I imagine, in many of your minds, is whether or not this is a daring raid behind enemy territory designed to confuse and bedazzle opposition forces and commentators, or whether it is in fact a recapturing of ground which should justifiably be called conservative in the first place. So I guess the question behind all of this is, it's great politics. To what extent do the Conservatives really mean it, and what does it mean for conservative policy? This is an area that Demos has traversed before. I'm delighted that Nick Boyd-Smith is in the audience. He wrote a paper in 2005 with a title which I'm sure will warm our guest speaker's heart, True Blue, How Fair Conservatism Will Win the Next Election. In that report, Nick described the way in which the Conservatives could become the party of fairness. And we like to think that it's had some influence on the direction the Conservatives have taken. And it's perhaps not a coincidence that in the report, Nick also suggested a change of brand would be helpful, that actually the Conservatives needed a new look. And in it, in perhaps a kind of moment in which he considered himself to be a brand manager for the Conservative Party, Nick thought, what about an oak tree? What about an oak tree as a way of branding the Tory party? Well, we can't prove cause and effect, as is the nature of this kind of debate, but nonetheless, we'd like to think that both the oak tree, but more importantly, the content of that report, have had some influence. It therefore gives me very great pleasure to welcome to the podium to speak on fairness the Shadow Chancellor, George Osborne. Please welcome George Osborne.